Title: New York AG takes enforcement action against heart monitoring apps. Murmurs of concern are heard in mHealth app world. Content: In a move sure to cause murmurs in the large and growing mobile health application industry, the Office of New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, OAG, has used state trade laws to extract concessions and monetary penalties from mHealth app developers, including the developer of a supposed fetal heart monitoring smartphone app. Designed by Israel-based Matisse Limited, the app, originally marketed as My Baby S Beat Baby Heart Monitor app, is designed to register fetal heartbeat sounds using only the smartphone microphone, and to isolate and amplify those sounds. 1. The OAG's investigation revealed that Matisse claimed that its app transformed a smartphone into a fetal heart monitor and therefore could be used to play an unborn baby's heart rate. 2. Even though the app was not an FDA-approved fetal heart monitor. 3. The OAG emphasized that Matisse made claims that its app functioned as a fetal stethoscope without providing sufficient evidence substantiating that the app actually plays the sound of the fetal heartbeat, as opposed to, for example, the heartbeat of the mother. 4. In the OAG's opinion, the developer had used in-app and promotional imagery, text, and categorization to characterize its app as comparable to a medical device. 5. Without making clear enough whether the developers had adequate evidence to support claims of medical reliability. 6. Matisse had taken some precautions against false advertising liability. For instance, My Baby's Beat Baby Heart Monitor app incorporated various disclaimers and a warning to seek professional help with any medical questions or concerns. 7. Even so, the OAG determined that the developer had MRKIT-GED, a health measurement app without substantiation of its accuracy and that it measures what it purports to measure, which would constitute a deceptive business practice, in violation of New York consumer protection statutes. 8. Under the settlement, Matisse agreed to remove all references to the app's functionality as a medical device as well as display the following disclaimer. This app is not a medical device, has not been reviewed by the FDA, and is not intended as a replacement for medical advice of any kind. For any medical questions or concerns regarding your pregnancy and your baby's health, please consult with your doctor/midwife. 9. OAG also objected to the app's privacy policy, which did not disclose to users that Matisse collected and stored the following information. 1. A global unique identifier of the user's device. 2. An internal numeric score indicating how engaged the user is with the app. 3. The user's feedback regarding the app, such as ratings and emails. And 4. Recordings that users share via the app. 10. Notably, Matisse stated that it would not sell or otherwise transfer data it collects from consumers to any other person or entity, but may combine users' information with information from other users to create aggregated data, which may be disclosed to third parties. 11. Importantly, Matisse represented that the aggregated data did not contain any information that could be used to identify users, did not warn customers of the possibility that those third parties could use other sources of information to re-identify users and associate them with private health data. 12. Accordingly, the state, with the counsel of Assistant Attorney General Michael Reisman, a member of OAG's Health Bureau, charged Matisse a $20,000 civil penalty. 13. The developer also promised to maintain enhanced consumer disclosure practices that it had developed and implemented in response to OAG's investigations. 14. The app now requires affirmative consent to Matisse's privacy policy and discloses that Matisse collects I. an internal numeric score indicating how engaged the user is with the app. 2. The user's feedback regarding the app, such as ratings and emails. And 3. Recordings that users share via the app. However, Matisse no longer collects the global unique device identifier and limits its sharing of aggregated data to only those third parties responsible for Matisse storage, security, and internal analytics. 15. As part of the settlement, Matisse did not admit to the OAG's findings, though it did fully cooperate with the agency's investigation. Notably, the FDA has adopted a comprehensive strategy for